Number one, Psalms 137, verse number one. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord has dealt with me and, amen, given me this message. Began quite a while back, and it just never has felt right. Amen. I have endeavored two or three times to preach it, but it just wasn't the right time. But I feel like the Lord would have me preach this tonight. And so, amen. I really don't have a lot of notes. I don't have any notes other than just scriptures. And amen. But we're going to do the best we can tonight and see what the Lord will do. Psalms 137, verse number 1. Amen. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. Somebody said, why are you starting out like that tonight? Amen. Preach something that'll lift us up. Well, amen, that's where we're going. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song, and they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach this tonight, and I'm going to take my title from, amen, and of course, the verses that we read here, and a little bit of a play on words, I guess you could say. But I want to preach tonight, worship when you feel like hanging it up. Praise God. Just go ahead and worship, even when you feel like hanging it up. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's just give the Lord some praise right now, can we? Thank Him for the opportunity to be in the house of God tonight. Privilege to praise Him. The privilege, amen, amen, to read His Word tonight together. Praise the Lord. I love you, Jesus. I thank you for the privilege, oh God, to praise the Lord together with your people tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your Word tonight. Touch our hearts and our minds. God, strengthen our spirits tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, Lord, tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy. Oh, let's just give Him some praise right now. Can we take the time to just praise the Lord together? Hallelujah, God, I praise your mighty name. I lift you up tonight. You're great, God, and greatly to be praised. You deserve the praise and the glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Lord bless you. You can be seated. Amen. Just want to say that we're very appreciative to be here. Amen. And just thank Pastor Wirtz for having us to come. Amen, and amen. Just we're very thankful tonight. Thankful for the opportunity to be here and minister the word of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. The psalm here that we read, I'm not sure who wrote it. I did a little bit of study on it. Some say Prophet Isaiah wrote it. However, we do know that it was somebody that was in the captivity that was in Babylon. We read about that in the book of Daniel. When we read the story of Daniel, the stories that we know, that we learned if you went to Sunday school as a child, those stories of Daniel and the lion's den that happened in the captivity in Babylon. The story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego cast into the fiery furnace that happened in the captivity in Babylon. These young men that were taken captive from, man, the people of God, the nation of Israel, and carried into Babylon into captivity. And we are reading these verses here, and it is a very, I guess, a very downer, a very... not a happy verse or several verses here that we read. It doesn't make you smile. It doesn't make you feel excited. But you begin to feel the emotion that, amen, the writer is talking about. When he says, by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. Yea, we wept when we remembered Zion. When we began to think about, amen, the city of God. When we began to think about the things of God. When we began to remember home. When we began to think of all that amen, brought to our minds. And, amen, you can trigger so many memories and so many thoughts by just thinking of one thing. It really is amazing. I don't know if you're like I am, but a lot of times I can't go straight to sleep at night. And, amen, your mind starts thinking of here and there, and one thought triggers another. And even in your dreams, it seems it's that way. You're dreaming about one thing, and poof, the next thing you're over here. And then it's over here. It just triggers other thoughts and other things. And here the writer is saying, we began to weep when we began to think about Zion. And because there's so many things that were brought to their mind, no doubt. Amen, no doubt home and their folks and the house of God and all the things they used to do in Zion and all that, amen, that entailed. And they began to weep and they sat down. And he said, we hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. They obviously had brought their harps with them. I don't know if they had a break in their day and they said, let's go and let's play a little music and maybe let's soothe our emotions a little bit. We're feeling a little homesick, and maybe if we just get together and play some music, we'll feel better. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know. I don't know why, but they had their harps with them, and they were down by the rivers there in Babylon. But something began happening. I don't know. Maybe they strummed a few notes on their harp and started to sing. But when they did, the tears came to their eyes because here they are in captivity in Babylon. And this just isn't right. It just isn't. I just can't sing. I wanted to, but I can't get over the feelings that I'm feeling right now. We're just in a bad place. And praise God. It just too many memories are flooding my mind right now, and it brings the tears to my eyes, and the words won't come out through, amen, my choked up throat. I just can't do it. And they said, we hanged the harps on the willows. We just said, forget it. I can't even do it. I'm just going to hang my harp up there on the willow, and we're going to sit here and cry about, amen, how life used to be. And we're going to sit here and we're going to weep about what the condition that we're in. I don't know. I keep preaching along these lines. I just, amen, do what I feel that God wants me to do. I don't know any other way to do it. So here we go. Praise God. Amen. Maybe somebody needs to hear what this preacher's preaching tonight. I hope it helps somebody tonight. Praise God. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, there they that carried us away, captive, required of us a song. Amen. And there they that wasted us required of us mirth. Saying, sing us one of the songs of Zion. He said, they, amen, the ones that had taken us into captivity began to, I guess you could say, make a little fun of us and say, hey, sing some songs that you used to sing at church. We want to hear some of your Christian music. Sing to us. Amen. Sing us a song of Zion. Amen. They required that of us. And They required a song of us. But he said, how shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? I know all the ins and outs of this. I understand, amen, some of the points that he's making here. Amen, we're not going to sing the Lord's song, amen, in this place. We're not going to desecrate, amen, the Lord's music in this place. But I want to go a little different direction tonight. I wonder what could have happened. I wonder what would have happened had those sons of God, had those, amen, those Israelite boys that knew how to worship, that knew how to praise God. I wonder what would have happened to their mood that day had they picked that harp off the tree and said, you know what? I may not be at home. I may be in bondage in Babylon right now. Amen. My pastor's a long ways away. My church is a long ways away. My mama and my daddy and my brothers and sisters are a long ways away. But, amen, I'm not going to just sit here and cry about it. I'm not just going to weep. Amen, when I remember Zion, when I remember the things of God, I'm going to do something about it. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise. I'm going to tell somebody tonight, you can worship God right in the middle of Babylon. You can worship God right in the middle, amen, of where seemingly the enemy has, amen, run you into that corner. You can praise God right in the middle of the world and what's going on in our day and age. Hallelujah. Well, praise God, praise God. I wonder, had they picked those harps up and began to worship God regardless of how they felt? I wonder, amen, if there'd have been more that wouldn't have bowed down to the golden image that day. I wonder if there'd have been more than just one man named Daniel that said, you know what, I don't care what the king's decree is. I'm going to go ahead and kneel and pray to God. I wonder how many would not have assimilated into, amen, the Babylonian ways had they had their mindset and the attitude that said, I don't care where I'm at in life right now. It doesn't matter to me where, amen, I've been placed and where I, amen, seemingly am right now. I can be right in the middle of Babylon, but I'm still going to worship. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You can still worship. I said, you can still worship. Well, praise God. I don't know. I don't know if any of you young people go to public school, but if you do, you can still live for God in the middle of public school. You can still pray. Praise God. You can still, yes, you can still have a relationship with God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to tell you, we're in the middle of Babylon. We're in the middle, amen, of, praise God, of wickedness and sin. And the devil would like to tell you, you might as well just forget it. Amen. He would like for you to get the attitude that these old boys had. I'm just going to, amen, hang my harp up. I'm just going to hang it up and forget about it. Amen. I'm not going to, amen, continue to try to live for God this way. I wanted to sing. I wanted to play. I wanted to worship. There was something down in my heart that started feeling some thanksgiving and some praise to God. But oh, when I look around me and I see what's going on, it makes me weep and cry, and I'm just going to hang it up. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, it's the intention of hell. Amen. The scripture tells us his job is to wear out the saints of the Most High God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's his job. Amen. To wear you out and wear you down. Well, hallelujah. He wants every apostolic Pentecostal child of God to be sitting by the river with their harps hanging on the willows and weeping. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. My, 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 my. Amen. The devil wants you, amen, to be backed into a corner where you feel like you have no recourse. Amen. And you don't feel like praising and you don't feel like worshiping. And you don't, amen, when it comes down to it, you get to the place where you don't even feel like living for God. And you just feel like hanging it up. I'm tired. I'm done. I'm fed up with it all. I'm tired of the battle. I'm tired of the struggle. I'm tired. Oh, hallelujah. I'm tired of feeling like I've been feeling. I'm tired of fighting this fight. Amen. I can't do anything about it anyway. Amen. There's nothing I can do. And so, amen, he wants to get your mood and your attitude down. Amen. To where you would be like these old boys that just said, forget it. I'm going to hang it up. Oh, hallelujah. My. Oh, hallelujah. 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 But I'm going to tell somebody tonight, you need to go over there to the willow branch. And you need to pick that harp off the willow. And you need to start strumming it again. And you need to start singing some songs of Zion. And you need to start praising God. Amen. You need to start worshiping Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, it's a lie of hell. Amen. To say that you can't praise God in the middle of your struggle. That you can't worship in the middle of your battle. That you can't magnify the Lord. That you can't sing. Oh, he wants to take your song away. He wants to take the praise out of your mouth. The devil wants to take the joy out of your heart. Well, I don't feel like it, Brother Brown. You don't have to feel like it to praise God. Well, I don't feel like it, Brother Brown. You don't have to feel like it to give God worship. Oh, hallelujah. He deserves it regardless of how we feel. I said he's still God regardless of how I feel today. He's still my God regardless, amen, of what I'm going through. Just because I'm going through the trial and going through the battle doesn't mean he's not God. He's still God and he still deserves my praise. Put it back on tonight. Hallelujah. Woo, praise God. Somebody ought to start looking for an opportunity to praise God. Somebody, instead of looking for a chance to hang it up, you need to start looking for an opportunity to worship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. I don't care where I am right now. I can praise God. I don't care what the devil's amen telling me. I can still worship. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. You know what'll happen? You know the devil knows what happens when the children of God start praising God. That's why he wants to take your praise from you. He's getting nervous right now. Oh, yes, he is. Devil's getting nervous right about now. Amen. Hallelujah. When a preacher starts preaching about praising God, the devil starts getting nervous because he knows what happens when the children of God, amen, start praising God. There's just something that happens in the spirit. I'm telling you, there's something that transpires. Amen. Something begins to transform in the spirit when a child of God, amen, even when they're going through the storm, will lift their hands and lift their voice and say, devil, you're not going to keep me down. I may not be in the best circumstances right now, but I'm still going to praise God. I'm still going to worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wonder what would have happened had those boys picked them harps back off the willow and put it on and started singing. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise God. I wonder what would have happened. Amen. Because I'm going to tell you what I know about it. When you start praising God, when you start worshiping Him, amen, it isn't very long and He shows up. I'm telling you, if there's anything that's like a magnet, amen, to the Lord and gets his attention, it's praise. When somebody starts praising him, he just can't stay away. When somebody starts worshiping him, he just can't stay back. But he, oh, hallelujah, praise draws him to you. I said praise draws the Lord to you. Amen, he's just got to step on the scene and say, who is it that's praising me right now? Who is it that dares, amen, to worship me in the middle of their battle, in the middle of their struggle? Amen. Psalm 34, 1 through 3, the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Not in the good times, amen, or the bad, but at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. It's going to be right here. It's going to be right there. I'm going to be quick to praise him. I'm going to be quick to praise him. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. I don't want to praise him by myself. I will if I have to. Amen. But I don't want to praise him by myself. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Whoa, hallelujah. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. Whew, hallelujah. Even when I feel like hanging it up, that ought to be especially a time that I ought to praise him. Well, glory, 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 glory. Amen, amen. Psalm 149, 5 and 6. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. I'm going to tell you, there's something about laying down at night. The devil, if you're not careful, the devil will mess with your mind while you're trying to drift off to sleep. There's something about the nighttime. There's something about the quietness of laying down at night. Amen. Praise God. And you begin to try to drift off to sleep, and the devil starts bombarding your mind. Oh, yes, he does. Oh, yes, you know what I'm saying is true right now. He begins to mess with your mind. He begins to lie to you. He begins to make you fearful. He begins to, amen, make you have doubts and fears and worries about tomorrow. And worries. Yeah, yes, he does. It just something about it. I think the psalmist, amen, got on to something here. I think he understood something here. He said, let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Woo, hallelujah. He said, I'm going to praise God when I'm laying down at night. Amen. It's kind of hard for the devil to mess with your mind when you're singing praises to God. When you're worshiping him, it's a little bit hard for the devil to get to you. Amen. For him to start, amen, putting thoughts in your head when you're praising him. When you're giving him praise. Hallelujah. He said, let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. If you'll keep on reading, he said that two-edged sword is going to take vengeance upon those, amen, that come against you, upon that enemy that's been coming. When you start praising God, there's just something that happens. Hey, hallelujah. You start winning victory over the enemy, that enemy that said you're not going to make it till tomorrow. Amen. When you start singing praises on your bed, there's just something that happens in the spirit, and those enemies are defeated. Oh, hallelujah. Psalm 59, 16 and 17. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of the mercy in the morning. Not just when I lay down at night, but in the morning when I get up. I'm going to sing aloud of his mercy. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense and the God of my mercy. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I know who I'm singing about right now. I know who I'm praising right now. He's my defense. He's the one that protects me. When the enemy comes at my mind, if
Oh, I just start singing about the mercies of God. I start singing about the protection of God. I start praising the one that I know, amen, will keep me and protect me and strengthen me. The one that will give me the victory that I need. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not going to quit praising him. I'm not going to quit even in the middle of Babylon. I'm not going to quit praising him. Even in the middle of my trouble, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to praise him. Ain't nobody going to stop me from praising God. Ain't nobody going to. Oh, feel like hanging it up? Start praising him instead. Oh, hallelujah. That's what the devil wants you to do, just hang it up. Hallelujah. That's what he's been trying to do ever since the day that you knelt down and repented of your sins, try to get you to hang it up. You might as well just quit. You might as well just hang it up. You might as well just, man, forget about it. You're not going to make it. You're in Babylon. You can't do it. You can't live for God in the middle of Babylon. You can't live for God in this old world today. It's too tough to live for God. It's too hard to live for God in the day and age that we're living. It's too hard to live that lifestyle. It's too hard to do that. It's too hard to do all of the things that you do and live the way that you live. I'm telling you, in the middle of Babylon, the devil want you just to hang it up, but I'm telling you, if you'll pick up that harp and start singing and start praising, there'll something happen on the inside of you. There's going to be something that happens on the inside, amen, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to say, hey, I know I can make it another day. I know I can go another mile. I know it, not in myself, but something happened when I started praising God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not going to be much longer. I read something, amen, not too long before I came over here tonight. Hallelujah. It said, preachers ought to be like washing machines. At the end of the, when they're wrung out, everything's wrung out dry, they shut off automatically. Amen. I'm not going to keep going. Amen. When I'm wrung out. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 17. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, and labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. Pretty bad, ain't it? Sounds pretty rough. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places. He said, I don't care if everything's bleak. I don't care if there's nothing. I don't care if everything's empty. I don't care if everything's dried up and there's nothing on the vine. There's nothing in the stall. Nothing in fold. And life would dictate to me that I have nothing to be happy about. I have nothing to rejoice about. He said, yet. I'm going to pick up my harp and I'm going to start singing. Anyway. I mean, I'm just trying to encourage somebody tonight. Matter of fact, it's more than just an encouragement. It's a challenge tonight. I challenge somebody. He meant to praise God anyway. Woo, hallelujah. I challenge somebody tonight to praise God anyway. Praise God. Well, I'm sick, Brother Brown. Praise God anyway. Well, I lost my job, Brother Brown. Praise God anyway. Well, I got bad news from the bank today. Just praise God. God anyway. Well, this and that's happening in my family right now. Praise God anyway. When you don't feel like you got any reason to praise God, praise God anyway. Hallelujah. There's something powerful about a person, about a soul that says, oh, I may not have anything seemingly that even everybody else can see that I ought to be happy about or that I ought to have joy about, but I'm going to praise God anyway. Come on, Job. Amen. When everybody got through telling him all the bad news, he worshiped God anyway. Oh, hallelujah. He worshiped God anyway. I'm going to sing. I'm going to praise God because he's worthy. He's worthy. He can turn it all around. I challenge somebody to go pick your harp up again. Well, glory to God. I challenge somebody, amen, to stare the devil right in the eye and start singing anyway. Come on, dry those tears tonight and start singing. Come on, get up from that seat you've sat down by the rivers of Babylon. Go over to that willow and take that harp off of that branch and start playing and start singing. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, something happens in the spirit. Just ask Jehoshaphat and the people of God when they were going against a great army that they, man, by themselves could not defeat. And they were in dire straits. Amen. But there was something that happened. God didn't tell them to do it. Amen. But God just said, you just go and see what I will do. And so as they're going, they said, you know, we're not just going to go and be quiet. We're not just going to go and just kind of be haphazard about this. He said, hey, we're going to put the singers out front. We're going to put the worshipers out front. We're going to put the musicians out front. And they began to sing. Oh, headed right for the enemy. Headed right to the battle. Headed right to what others would say is your doom. But they said, God's in control. And I'm not going to weep about it. And I'm not going to fuss about it. And I'm not going to be distressed about it. Instead, I think I'll sing and praise God. And when they started singing, whoo, hallelujah. When they started worshiping, when they started praising God, that's when God stepped in. I wonder how many battles that's being fought tonight that could have already been over. Well, praise the Lord. I wonder how many enemies could already have been destroyed and defeated if we would just pick our harp up and start singing. Oh, hallelujah. I feel this right now, and so I'm just going to say it. Oh, hallelujah. I'm not a prophet. I don't know what anybody's going through. I don't know. But I'm just going to say what I feel right now. Hallelujah. You've been wearing yourself out fighting. You're exhausted from the fight, from the battle. When God is saying, this is my battle. You've been fighting my battle. Well, praise God. I wonder if somebody tonight would lay down the sword and pick up the harp. Whew, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. It's time for somebody to lay down the spear and pick up the harp. It's time for somebody to throw down the weapon of war and pick up the instrument of praise. When they began to sing and to play, God stepped in, and the Bible says he set ambushments against their enemy. And the enemy turned on one another and started fighting one another. Oh, that's how God works. I said, that's how God works. He knows how to do it, Brother Wurz. The enemy started fighting each other, and the Bible says by the time they got there, there was nobody left alive. And all they had to do was pick up the spoil. Woo! The devil said, you're headed into the battle of your life and you're not going to make it. But God says, oh, if you'll just praise, if you'll just worship, I'll fight for you. And you're going to come out of it with some oh, hallelujah. You're going to come out of it with some blessings, with some spoil. It took them, if I remember right, it took them 3 days to gather all the spoil. They got there and they didn't even have to fight. They didn't have to lift the sword or the spear. And they just, oh, look at all of this spoil. And it took them 3 days to pick it all up and to, hallelujah. God knows how to do it. God knows how to do it. I said, God knows how to do it. The devil's been telling you, hang your harp up and sit down and cry because you can't do anything about it. But if somebody will understand the power of praise tonight and say, you know what, I'm just going to praise God anyway. I'm just going to worship God anyway. In Acts chapter 16, we read of Paul and Silas. I couldn't preach this message tonight without talking about them. They were beaten. They were whipped with the stripes on their back. Amen. They were bloodied, battered, and bruised because they were doing the will of God. And they were put in the inner prison because the jailer had been given strict orders. You keep these boys. They get out. Your head. So we put them in the inner prison. With their feet fast in the stocks. And they didn't have a preacher preaching to them, you need to praise God anyway. Well, there was something on the inside of them at midnight with their feet in the stocks, surrounded by murderers and horrible criminals. Not your typical church service setting, but right in the middle of their Babylon. Right in the middle of the worst condition that they could find themselves in, hurting. Some of you came with pains tonight, but I don't know if it was as bad as Paul and Silas. Their backs laid open, cut in ribbons from those whips, the bruises, and their feet. They couldn't even move to get comfortable, stuck in the stocks, and it's midnight. Hallelujah. But somebody began to pray. And one of them started singing a song. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. They didn't feel like it. You hear me? I'm sure they felt like hanging it up. You know, I was just doing the will of God. We casted the devil out of that girl. We gave her liberty. God delivered her. Amen. The Holy Ghost through us. Amen. God used us to liberate that girl from the chains of hell. And this is what we get for it. God, why did you let this? No, no, no. That wasn't their spirit and their attitude. But at midnight, amen, in the midst of the worst place in their life, amen, Paul and Silas started singing, amen, and praising God. And it wasn't a quiet thing, but the prisoners heard them. Woo, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. The prisoners heard them. And we're careful because we don't want to bother anybody. We're too, amen, quiet sometimes because, you know, you just want to. But the prisoners heard them. Whew. And something happened when Paul and Silas started praising. My, my, my. I hope somebody gets a hold of this tonight. There's so much power in praise. That's why the devil fights us so hard to not praise God. That's why the devil fights us so hard to not worship God. Because he knows if you ever start praising God, God's going to unleash
fury on the devil. The devil knows that if you start praising God, God's going to show up. And when he shows up, he's going to do something about the situation. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. When they started praying and singing praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, all of a sudden there was a shaking, and there was a quaking that started going on. And the prisoners, every one of their bands was loosed. I'm going to tell you, chains begin breaking when you start praising God. Well, Brother Brown, I just can't get victory over this. Start praising God, and there's chains that will be broken when you start praising God. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know what I believe? I just believe other people can be delivered when the children of God start praising God. It wasn't just Paul and Silas bands that were loosed. It wasn't just Paul and Silas prison doors that opened up, but every cell in the prison opened up. Every chain was loosed. Every shackle was loosed. When somebody started praising God, even when they felt like hanging it up in the flesh, there was an earthquake that happened, and liberty came, and it wasn't over. But the head jailer came running in, and he said, "Sirs, what I got to do to be saved?" I wonder who could find salvation if you'll praise God anyway. I wonder who you know, amen, that knows you're going through it, but sees you with a smile on your face anyway and praise on your lips. And they finally come up to you and say, "How in the world can you be like you are right now? I know what you're going through. How in the world can you do what you're doing? I understand what you're going through right now." Amen. And they say, "You know what? I don't have what you have. Amen. When I feel what you've been feeling, I go home and I drink myself till I pass out. When I feel what you're feeling, I go to the bar. Amen. I shoot up. I take some pills. I turn to something else. I don't understand how you can have the joy that you have." And you say, "Oh, let me tell you about the Holy Ghost." That head jailer came in and said, "What I got to do to be saved? I understand there's something powerful about what just happened. I understand there's something going on in this place." And he took them home and he washed their stripes. And his whole house was baptized that night in Jesus' name. Worship. When you feel like hanging it up. Can we praise the Lord together right now? I'm through preaching. Can we praise Him right now?